As part of our 2022 municipal election coverage, Sudbury.com crafted an 8-query questionnaire for mayoral candidates, asking them to share their thoughts, opinions and strategies on everything from taxation to facilities rationalization to their leadership styles. We will be publishing the responses to each question in individual stories over the coming days. Each candidate was contacted by email several times to provide the questions and invite their participation. Not all candidates responded. As well, in the coming days you will be able to find the answers to each question on the election section of Sudbury.com. If you're looking for information on how to cast your ballot, where to find your polling station or any other election-related question, you can find answers here. The question: in order to achieve a 3.7% tax increase in 2023, city administration will need to reduce net costs by approximately $17.7 million, putting a strain on a new city council's fresh agenda. How will you balance new council priorities with existing service levels and current taxation to ensure continued delivery of high-quality services for the best price? Brian Bigger left the race. Evelyn Dutrisac Council must focus on smart government, smart growth, and smart spending of taxpayers' money by dealing with needs, as prioritized by residents. We must put forth budgets that are sustainable, that focus on increasing our tax base, and do not overburden the existing payers. We need to grind down the budget and make city government as efficient as possible. Council needs our Auditor General, as well as external auditors, to provide professional expertise on the process. A business case showing financial gain for the city must be made for all out-of-town travel. The city's attrition policy must be more transparent and management must make a sound case for refilling a position. A review of all consultants will be undertaken. It is simple. Consultants or staff, not both. Simply taking last year's budget numbers for each department and adding a percentage of choice will end. The process of zero-based budgeting will begin with my administration. To show my determination in reducing expenses, I commit to cap my salary and benefits to $150,000 gross for each year of my 4-year term. I will bring a motion to review the org chart to ensure that no unnecessary layers of management or duplication of services exist. We will not leave any stone unturned to look for efficiencies. I will not just talk the talk about transparency and accountability, but will walk the walk when it comes to ensuring tax dollars are spent efficiently. Don Gravel: budget and taxation is a very big deal, but before commenting we need access to all the data. I would be inclined to go with the 3.7% and look for savings elsewhere. If elected, I would like to end wasteful spending mostly on consultants but also on other things. For example, having a third party such as Firemark. Firemark is a third-party company that has the city fire department charges reimbursed and takes 30% as their fee. The average payment is in the neighborhood of $4,000. So Firemark would make $1,200, for as little as a couple emails. If the city had only 100 calls, that would be $120,000. I'm told that 500 calls a year is closer to normal. So that's well over $500,000 that can be saved from that alone. Bob Johnston: no answer provided. Devin LaBronchi: the solution to this is to hold off on large-scale legacy projects and concentrate on building new residential units as well as attracting businesses to Sudbury to increase revenues. A major issue the city faces is our low population density, which is why we have such high property taxes. With a mass migration from the south, we're selling a lack of inventory in housing. The faster we're able to develop, the more we can increase city revenues. This can be accomplished by lowering development charges, permit fees, making it easier to rezone properties, and by having a competitive taxation model for commercial and industrial properties. Paul Lefebvre: tough decisions will have to be made. That is the nature of public service, and I am used to making them. I will build on my existing relationships within the provincial and federal government to ensure investments are made here to bring the services and amenities the community wants and needs. In the medium and long terms, Greater Sudbury will succeed by attracting investment, by appealing to the skilled workers of tomorrow, and by growing our economy and tax base sustainably and responsibly. As mayor, I will be Sudbury's brand ambassador here in our community, responsible for promoting Sudbury across Ontario, Canada, and the world, as I did as Sudbury MP. I will be a champion for our green economy and repair our reputation so that businesses, professionals, and families choose Greater Sudbury to build their lives. I will create conditions that make it easier for business to start up in Sudbury and help businesses to grow. And I will ensure investment in existing and new infrastructure is sustainable and balances the wants that will make Sudbury a destination of choice. J. David Popescu, no answer provided. Miranda Rocca Circelli again, this goes back to performing an external audit, which will shed light on where we can find savings. On an annual budget of $661 million to find savings of $17 million is not an impossible task. By virtue of the fact that Sudbury spends twice as much as other communities to deliver services, substantial savings should be achievable. Mila Wong, in order to achieve a 3.7% tax increase in 2023, city administration will need to reduce net costs by approximately $17.7 million, putting a strain on a new city council's fresh agenda. How will you balance new council priorities with existing service levels and current taxation to ensure continued delivery of high-quality services for the best price? Are we currently receiving high-quality services? Existing service levels? City needs restructuring. Mind games at its finagled best. Time to get smart. Freeze property taxes, give taxpayers a break.